As most of you know, it's not all the time that Governor Branstad and I agree on something, and probably a little bit more rare that the Des Moines Register and I agree on something. But in this case, Governor Branstad, the Des Moines Register, the Association of General Contractors, and the family leader all agree that Robert Kramer should be confirmed to the Board of Regents. I've known Robert Kramer for some time, so I think I'm okay to talk about his character, his integrity, and his competency. Robert Kramer is somebody that Iowans all should be proud of. He's a faithful husband and father for 25 years. He leads his family with exceptional integrity. He's outreached the love of his family to several foster children. His family's been an oasis for foster children to find what they need in their nurturing process. He has a strong giving spirit. He has a philanthropic nature where he gives to several missions. And one that I would highlight is that not only is it in the community of Des Moines or in the region or around the state, but he's given a lot of money to missions in South Africa, especially the remotest regions where they need just their basic care, their basic needs taken care of. And they're also fighting through the devastations of HIV and AIDS. Robert is a very humble person. He doesn't like to talk a lot about what he does, but he is a guy that sincerely walks the walk. I've not known Robert Kramer to be against anyone, ever. He's only been for what I would call the gold standard, or the highest of standards. Matter of fact, it's not just me, but it's also his industry. The Association of General Contractors would say that Robert Kramer is the creme de la creme when it comes to leadership in their field. He's a graduate of Iowa State University in engineering. He's been a board president of AGC, and he continues this day to be the liaison between AGC and the Department of Transportation. And the focus of him being the liaison of AGC and the Department of Transportation is how do we improve worker training, and how do we recruit more women and minorities to our industry? Again, he's a humble guy that just doesn't talk the talk, but he actually walks the walk. By any review of Robert Kramer, Iowans will find that he has the utmost integrity, character, and competency, and he is well suited to serve the Board of Regents. And that's why it is more than disturbing to see the Senate, controlled by the Democrats, to deem him unfit to serve on the Board of Regents. Because when you take a look at his record and his character, you would say, this is exactly who we want serving on our Board of Regents. But no, they deemed him unfit because he holds to some core standards, some core values, one of them being that he believes marriage is the union of a man and a woman. So by deeming him unfit, they have moved this argument well beyond should two males be able to get married, or should two females be able to get married, or should two males, two females, and get married together. What they're saying is that if you don't agree with us, this is a litmus test. If you don't agree with us, then you are deemed unfit to serve. Even to the point where he was questioned by one of the state senators in the education hearing, and the senator made reference to Robert in saying that his politics are poisonous. Politics are poisonous because you believe marriage to be the union of a man and a woman. A man of high character, a man of high integrity, a man of high competency, and yet he is deemed unfit to serve because of that lone litmus test. I think all Iowans should be concerned, and there should be a cautionary flag raised about what is going on here. while the leader in me says it's never too late to do what's right. After just returning home from Atlanta and watching the Final Four and being a basketball fan, I'm reminded of the movie Hoosiers. And in the movie Hoosiers, when they cast out that they did not want the coach to be their coach anymore, they said, you know what, maybe we should revote. I think we should revote. I think this would be a time for a revote. I think what Senator Grodstall needs to do is he needs to get a meeting with Governor Branstad, sit down together and say, you know what, I think we made a mistake because here's a guy of high character, high quality, and high competency, and we put him to an unfair litmus test and deemed him unfit to serve. I think between the Governor Branstad and between Senator Grodstall and Senator Grodstall's colleagues in the Senate, they should find a remedy to say Robert Kramer is fit to serve on the Board of Regents. It would send the right message to the students. It would send the right message to Iowans. It would send the right message to leaders who are very, very concerned about this state. So we applaud Governor Branstad for appointing a guy like Robert Kramer to the Board of Regents. We applaud the Des Moines Register for seeing what it is and saying, you know, you can't apply litmus test here. If the guy's qualified, you need to confirm him. And they said, obviously, he's qualified. You need to confirm him. We applaud the Association of General Contractors saying, you know what? This guy, matter of fact, we recommended him to this post because of all the construction that's going to be taking place on our state universities, $1.35 billion, and his expertise is needed so we can find efficiencies in the system so more dollars can go to the students and their education. I think it would be highly negligent to do otherwise. I believe it is upon Senator Grodstall and Governor Branstad to come together and find a remedy to say a guy like Robert Kramer can serve, because I don't believe Iowans want to go down this path of litmus tests that says well-qualified Iowans cannot serve our state. With that, let me open it up for any questions you might have. Well, first of all, Kay, I want to keep the focus on Robert and this because I'm not as familiar with those other scenarios. What I could say is it took a lot of Republicans to confirm Ruth Harkin, not once but twice. And I think there's a lot of Republicans who would say that Senator Harkin and his spouse, Ruth, probably don't espouse the same values that they do. But yet they confirmed her not once, not twice. What I do know is that it's very clear that a litmus test was presented here and a litmus test was galvanized around and said we're going to deem him unfit to serve. And I think that's highly, highly unfair. And that's not at all what Iowans expect out of their leadership.
My understanding
is that
the time has passed for.
Well, first of all, I was in Atlanta, so I couldn't do it the day after. But two is, Kay, I do believe. Matter of fact, I think if you read the statutes that surround this, I think there's plenty of gray area where Grodstall and Branstad could find a remedy. It might be as easy as Branstad saying, you know, I'm going to reappoint him, and you guys reconsider him. But there could be, maybe it's a way where they say, you know what, maybe he serves on a, he just fills the vacancy for a year, and you reappoint him next spring in 2014.
He can't do that because he's been voted down. If he had to be voted on, he would have, but since he's been voted down,
that's not. Okay. I guess what I'm saying, though, Kay, is I think two good people, two bright men, Grodstall and Branstad, as well as their teams, could come together to try to find a remedy. The, you know, Rod, that's a great question. The one reason I didn't come before the vote on Robert Kramer, I think everybody knew where I was at on Robert Kramer, and I didn't want to make me the issue here with the Senate Democrats. I think Robert could stand well enough on his own, and he had the credentials and the backing. And I think even for Governor Branstad to appoint him after Robert supported me in the 2010 primary, I think it shows the qualifications that Robert Kramer has to serve on the Board of Regents. And I think it speaks very well for Governor Branstad to say, you know, I'm going to put that stuff aside. I want the best qualified people to serve. And I think it's what the Senate should do, too, to put some of the litmus tests aside and have the best qualified people to serve. I don't know Craig Lang as well. I never want to put myself in other people's positions. I think Craig should have been reconfirmed as well. But my focus and my interest right now is Robert Kramer. Well, first of all, I'm not so sure how many people want to go through what Robert went through. And I don't think in order to serve the state that you love, that you should have to be exposed to kind of what a guy like Robert went through. But the other part of it is, you know, I look back on, you know, Governor Branstad, he won the governorship. He has the ability to appoint who he wants to appoint. And I think the litmus test, even the Des Moines Register backing us up on it, is highly unfortunate to say, you know, a high qualified person in the industry, a man of high character and integrity, you can't serve because you believe differently than we do. Well, there's no doubt I think it was unconstitutional. And that's part of the litmus test. I think it's Article 1, Section 4, where it says, you know, you can't apply a religion litmus test here. But obviously, they did that with Robert, and they wanted to be very intentional about doing that with Robert. And it started off in the Education Committee hearing, where a senator who didn't even sit on the committee, you know, wanted to highlight that your politics are poisonous. I think anybody who takes a look at Robert Kramer, the man of character, integrity, and competency, his politics aren't poisonous. Matter of fact, I think you might want to pick on somebody else because Robert might be out of your league.